Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Kicking it. Nine round puts a punch in the workout. Photos and story by Jacob Ford. If you're looking for more than what you are getting out of your typical gym, maybe nine-round kickboxing fitness is what you have been searching for. In just 30 minutes, you'll be pushed to your max with constant personal training. Nine-round kickboxing fitness owner Cheryl Torres said, quote, "It's a 30-minute full-body kickboxing workout. There's no class time. You come in anytime we're open. Trainers are included every single time you work out. You get nutrition. The workout changes every day. It's basically built to help you gain mentally and physically strength and endurance." Torres is an Odessa native, Permian graduate, United States Army veteran of the Gulf War, registered nurse, entrepreneur, and a mom to three. She's been married to her husband, Adrian, an Odessa High graduate, for 22 years. Torres said she's been into athletics since elementary school. She and her family have always been into working out. On a vacation trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, they discovered nine-round fitness and fell in love. When they got back to Odessa, she found out the nearest nine-round kickboxing fitness gyms were in El Paso and Dallas, so she decided to open one in Odessa. Torres opened the location at 3600 Billy Hext Road in 2016 and another location in 2017 at 1024 Andrews Highway in Midland. She employs seven trainers between two locations. Quote, "You get your first workout for free. That way you can see if it's something that you like or not. And after you do that first workout, you join as a member," Torres explained. "You get all your gear, you get gloves, you get wraps, you get a key tag, heart rate monitor, bag, all of it comes with it, unlimited workouts." The concept for the heart rate monitors is to see where you are while you are working out. "We want you to burn fat as you're doing your 30-minute workout," Torres stated. The heart monitor uses colors to show how far an individual is pushing their heart rate. "You stay within your fat-burning zone in the green and yellow within the 30 minutes. You're burning fat 24 to 48 hours after your 30-minute workout," Torres mentioned. Quote, "You have nine different rounds. Each round you do for 3 minutes, trainer-led," Torres said. "One, you do agility and endurance. You got strength training, you have hand and eye coordination, you have kicks, punches, trainers pull you off, do mitt work on bags, you have double-ended bag, you have speed bag, and you have a full workout," end quote. Torres said she's always been about helping people, both as a nurse and in fitness. She hopes to create an overall healthier community. Quote, "COVID kind of slowed us down a little bit, but we're actually building back up and we honor anyone. We take ages 8 to 100, but we'll take younger if they can listen and be taught," Torres said. Micah McKinney says she tries to come 6 times a week and occasionally brings her daughter. Quote, "She loved it. She doesn't have time to come because she got soccer practice, but she loves it," McKinney explained. "Every other gym I've gone to, it's like the trainers leave you to yourself to do your own thing. And here, you get a workout every time. They're helping you, showing you what to do and doing it right," end quote. Quote, "I love it, and it's different every time," McKinney said. "I have no idea what I'm doing today," end quote. Nine-round kickboxing fitness trainer Amanda Bustillo said, quote, "I had never actually tried the workout until I was getting interviewed, and so trying it my very first time, I fell in love with it. Knowing that, hey, there is nothing like this. You're not going to get a great workout like you do here at 9 Round. I knew right away this was for me. End quote. Quote, my favorite thing about being a trainer is encouraging and motivating people, letting them know that they can, Bustillo said. They can accomplish their goals, whatever they set their mind to, they can do it with the help of the right trainer or encourager or motivator, that they will reach their goals one step at a time. End quote. 9 Round Kickboxing Fitness is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Quote, you get out in 30 minutes, you're going to burn 300 calories and up, Torres said. I've seen somebody burn 900 calories in 30 minutes, end quote. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. ECISD Summer Meals. This summer, ECISD School Nutrition will connect children 18 and younger and enrolled students with disabilities up to 21 years old with healthy, no-cost summer meals. Summer meals will be served today through July 22nd at the different school locations. Dates and times vary for each site. The Summer Food Service Program, SFSP, is a U.S. Department of Agriculture nutrition program administered in the Lone Star State by the Texas Department of Agriculture. For the full schedule or more information, call 432-456-9749 or visit tinyurl.com/YC5CKJTH. Vacation Bible School. Chapel Hill Baptist Church, 1820 East 52nd Street, has scheduled Vacation Bible School for ages 4 through middle school from 9 a.m. to noon today through Friday. Register at tinyurl.com/YCKZVCWR. Connection Christian Church, 4141 Tanglewood Lane, has scheduled a Vacation Bible School Worship Arts Camp for ages 4 through 5th grade from 9 a.m. to noon today through Thursday. Activities include drama, music, art, snacks, dance, and more. The children will help lead worship at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on June 12th. Registration deadline is June 1st. Register at tinyurl.com/596449SA. First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee Avenue, has scheduled a worship arts camp for children in grades K through 5th, completed from 9 a.m. to noon today through Thursday. The camp will include teaching biblical lessons through song, crafts, and other fun activities. To register or more information, call 432-337-1527 or visit fumcodessa.org. Belmont Baptist Church, 1200 West 8th Street, has scheduled Vacation Bible School, Monumental, Celebrating God's Creation, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. today through Friday. Registration starts June 1st in the Fellowship Hall. Bring a towel and shoes that can get wet for some water fun. Snacks will be provided. The event is free. Visit tinyurl.com/5987ZKEA. Treasure Island Bright Star Play. The Ector County Library at 321 West 5th Street has scheduled Treasure Island Bright Star Play at 3 p.m. today in the auditorium. For more information, call 432 832-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us.
Hello, this is Michael reading additional articles from the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American. From the MRT, published Saturday, June 4th. Business and Oil page. Chevron CEO says U.S. may never build new refinery, even with surging gas prices. By Kevin Crowley and Alex Steele, Bloomberg. There may never be a new refinery built in the U.S., despite surging gasoline prices, as policymakers move away from fossil fuels, according to Chevron Corporation. We haven't had a refinery built in the United States since the 1970s, Chief Executive Officer Mike Wirth said in an interview on Bloomberg TV. My personal view is there will never be another new refinery built in the United States. The Biden administration has appealed to OPEC and the U.S. shale producers to pump more crude to help lower gasoline prices this year. But even if oil prices were to fall, the U.S. may not have enough refining capacity to meet petroleum product demand. Refining margins have exploded to historically high levels in recent weeks amid lower product supplies from Russia and China and surging demand for gasoline and diesel. And adding refinery capacity is not easy, especially in the current environment, Wirth said. You're looking at committing capital 10 years out that will need decades to offer a return to shareholders in a policy environment where governments around the world are saying, we don't want these products, he said. We're receiving mixed signals in these policy discussions. U.S. retail gasoline prices averaged $4.76 a gallon today, a record high, and up 45% this year, according to AAA. East Coast stockpiles of diesel and gasoline inventories in the New York region are at their lowest levels for this time of year since the early 1990s, raising the specter of fuel rationing, just as the U.S. enters summer driving season. Even with high prices, Wirth is seeing no signs of consumers pulling back. We're still seeing real strength in demand, despite international air travel and Chinese consumption not yet back to their pre-pandemic levels, Wirth said. Demand in our industry tends to move faster than supply in both directions. We saw that in 2020, and we're seeing that today. Chevron couldn't instantly increase production today, even if it wanted to, because of the considerable lead times in bringing on oil and gas wells, even in the short-cycle U.S. shale, Wirth said. The CEO expects to meet with the Biden administration when he's in Washington next week. We need to sit down and have an honest conversation, a pragmatic and balanced conversation about the relationship between energy and economic prosperity, national security and environmental protection, Wirth said. We need to recognize that all of those matter. Odessa American, Saturday, June 4th. Cornyn tapped to lead as Senate talks gun law changes. The Associated Press, Washington. Less than 48 hours after a gunman stormed an elementary school and killed 19 children and two teachers in his home state of Texas, Senator John Cornyn walked straight from the floor of the U.S. Senate into Republican leader Mitch McConnell's office. The Texas Republican had just returned to Washington from the scene of the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, where he was summoned by McConnell to lead the GOP in fraught negotiations over a potential legislative response to the tragedy. Eager, if wary, he took the job. I'm not interested in making a political statement, Cornyn said at the time. I'm actually interested in what we can do to make this terrible events that occurred in Uvalde less likely in the future. Cornyn is at the center of a bipartisan group of senators working furiously to try to strike a compromise over gun safety legislation, a political long shot, despite the heartbreaking pleas from the Uvalde community to do something after the massacre. A four-term senator, Cornyn has been here plenty of times before, a central figure at the forefront of on-again, off-again talks with Democrats over gun policy changes that almost never make it into law. As gun owners and the powerful gun lobby wield influence, Congress has proven unable to substantively respond, even as more gruesome mass shootings rip through communities all across America. With his previous negotiating partner, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, Cornyn convened a small group of four senators to meet privately this week, some of who are part of a broader Murphy-led group in a desperate search for possible compromise gun safety measures. President Joe Biden implored Congress, and particularly the Republican senators, who have spent years blocking almost every gun control measure, to act. "This time, it's time for the Senate to do something," Biden said in remarks from the White House. Biden, too, is looking for Cornyn to lead. "I think there's a realization on the part of rational Republicans, and I think Senator McConnell is a rational Republican. I think Cornyn is as well. I think there's a recognition in their party that we can't continue like this," Biden said earlier in the week after visiting Texas. Expectations are low that even the most modest gun control measures could find support among Republicans in Congress, particularly in the evenly split 50-50 Senate, where at least 60 votes are needed to advance legislation past a filibuster. Senators aren't expected to even broach ideas for an assault weapon ban or other restrictions that are popular with the public as potential ways to curb the most lethal mass shootings. Instead, the bipartisan group is intensifying talks to reach a deal on incremental changes to the nation's gun laws after a decade of mostly failed efforts ever since a gunman killed 20 children at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. At most, the senators may be able to reach consensus in a few distinct areas: bolstering school security measures, adding more mental health resources in communities, and possibly sending money to the states to encourage red flag laws to keep firearms out of the hands of those who would do harm. "That may be all they can do," said Matthew Bennett, a longtime gun policy advocate at the centrist Third Way think tank. "It's been nearly 30 years since Congress approved sweeping gun safety legislation with the passage of the 1994 assault weapons ban, which has since expired. In 2013, Congress rejected proposals to expand background checks and ban some assault-style rifles and high-capacity ammunition magazines. One of the only gun-related bills that has become law in the decade since the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre was Cornyn's Fix NICS bill, a modest effort he and Murphy developed to encourage states to comply with the record-keeping of the National Institute Criminal Instant Criminal Background Check System. Cornyn first pushed the bill forward after another tragedy in his state, the 2017 church shooting in Sutherland Springs. Odessa American, Monday, June 6th. "What are patient rights for Original Medicare?" by Tony King. "Dear Tony, I need your help regarding my husband's parents who are in their late 80s. My mother-in-law has been sick for the past 3 years, and my father-in-law has been her caretaker. He now has health issues and was just released from the hospital. Now he cannot be her caregiver. They do not have a long-term care plan, and discussing having live-in help or living in an assisted living facility is out of the question. Their big worry is that they will outlive their retirement money and be unable to provide for themselves. Our major concern is that we know they cannot properly take care of themselves, and the family is concerned that something serious can happen with them living on their own. What rights does one on Medicare have with choosing their care at home? And what will Medicare pay for?" Sandy in Sugarland, Texas. "Hi, Sandy. Do not feel like you are alone, because many baby boomers are experiencing just what you are facing. Elderly parents can be quite trying because they do not want to lose their independence, but cannot care for themselves. Many in this age bracket do not have a long-term care policy and are very conservative when it comes to spending extra money. I have experienced the same type of issue with my own mother and other elderly relatives. We talked with a home health agency who explained how to maximize our elderly family members' Medicare dollars with home health care benefits. There is not a copay or deductible for home health care. Original Medicare will pay 100% for any medical services provided by a home health care agency. Those on an Original Medicare, not Medicare Advantage plans, have patients' rights with the right to choose which home health care agency to use. Those who are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan must use network providers and may be limited to how much home health care one can receive. Be sure which way your elderly family members are receiving their Medicare benefits. To receive home health care services from Original Medicare, 1. There must be a medical need to receive home health services. 2. The doctor must order the home health care services. 3. You must need intermittent skilled nursing care, physical, speech, or occupational therapy. Medicare must certify the home health care agency. 4. You must be homebound. Homebound means that leaving home takes considerable and taxing effort. Someone can be homebound and still go to the beauty shop or go to church. Once those conditions above have been met, Original Medicare will cover the types of care listed below. Skilled nursing care, which can only be performed by a licensed caregiver. Home health aid that can assist in bathing, dressing, and other personal care that must be part of the health care for the illness or injury. Physical, speech, or occupational therapy can be ordered. Durable medical equipment such as wheelchair, walker, crutches, hospital bed. Remember that home health care is limited to how much time is spent at home and does not help with taking care of the elderly once the medical need is taken care of. Home health care is a Medicare option to help when one needs medical care at home. Limited in care and paid by medical care. At-home care is not a Medicare option and is paid for with personal dollars, not Medicare dollars, and can help to build a long-term care needs plan, which can be a few hours a day, 8 to 10 hours a day, or 24-hour care per day. Email info at TonySays, T-O-N-I-Says, .com, or call 832-519-8664 with your Medicare questions. Tony King, author of the 2022 Medicare Survival Guide Advanced Edition, is giving a $5 discount on the Medicare Survival Guide Advanced book at www.tonysays.com. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Slow heart rate recovery after exercise. Dear Dr. Roach, I am 77 and exercise regularly. I just got a fitness tracker to monitor my health rate, etc. I have always been very slow to get back to a resting heart rate. For instance, if I get my heart rate up to 130 beats per minute during exercise, it will be at 90 half an hour later and at 70 after an hour. My resting heart rate is about 56 BPM. An online source suggests that the decline in my BPM is slow and can indicate susceptibility to a heart attack. I have friends as slow to cool down as I am. Do you see any problems with this? Answer. There are many metrics to gauge cardiovascular fitness, and how fast your heart rate returns to normal after exercise is a powerful one. However, the usual time periods that are referenced in studies are usually 1 and 5 minutes, not 30 and 60 minutes. If the heart rate slows by 20 or more beats in the minute after exercising, that is a good sign. Slower recovery predicts greater risk, with the most dangerous result being only a 5-beat reduction in the first minute after exercise. Slow response at 5 minutes also predicts a greater degree of risk. The average age in typical studies is 57. The fact that you are 77 makes related data harder to interpret for you. Regular exercise remains a great way for anyone to keep up their cardiovascular health. If you do have a slower than ideal heart rate recovery, it is worthwhile to consider additional treatments, possibly including a statin or aspirin, that might reduce your risk. A cardiologist is the right person to discuss this with. Finally, very strenuous exercise, the kind that jacks your heart rate up to its maximum, is probably best avoided unless your cardiologist specifically gives you the okay to participate.
Boyfriend seems interested only in partner's bankroll. Dear Abby, when my boyfriend found out I have the money to do it, he asked me to pay off his car. Now, because I said no, he won't answer the phone or talk to me. I have helped him in the past, but he continues to ask me for money. I think he's using me. He tries to make me feel guilty by accusing me of not caring about him because if I did, I'd pay off his car. I'm 58 years old, and the money I have is for me to live comfortably, not to spend on him. I told him as much, and he still insists I should help him with his bills. We live separately, and I suspect he really is just interested in the money, but I'm afraid of being lonely. What should I do? Signed, Well Off in the South. Dear Well Off, there are worse things than being lonely for a while. Chief among them is knowing you are being used by someone who cares nothing about you beyond what he can extract from you. What you should do is kick him to the curb and not look back. There are better days ahead for you if you do. Dear Abby, my husband and I are having a hard time navigating a recurring situation in our marriage. My husband is friendly with three brothers. They hang out often and sometimes drink. Their sister sometimes hangs out with them, too. I'm uncomfortable with my husband getting drunk when she's around. He continues to do it, though, in spite of my concerns. Last night, he was at his friend's house from 11 to 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. She was there for part of the drinking and partying. I really have a hard time with this. What should we do? Signed, Uncomfortable in the West. Dear Uncomfortable, although coming home at 6 a.m. is awfully late, it may have happened because he was too drunk to drive home earlier. I have trouble believing anything untoward would happen with a sister in the presence of her three brothers. Has your husband done anything to cause you insecurity? If not, you need to work on your jealousy and trust issues. If, however, he has, then you need to work together to get to the root of what is going wrong in your marriage. Dear Abby, my son's fiancée has just informed me that I need to send her a guest list for the wedding, and she will let me know to whom she will send invitations. When I asked if she meant that there was a limited number of guests, she said no, but she didn't want people there who didn't mean anything to her. She's from the East Coast, and my son met her in college in another state, so she doesn't know many of our family members or friends. How do I respond to this? Signed, Mother of the Groom. Dear Mother, it appears your son's fiance has forgotten that after marriage there are two sides to the family. Respond by bringing your son into the conversation. He's in the perfect position to explain to his bride-to-be who the people on the guest list are, so she'll have some insight about whom to invite. Include those details on the proposed guest list you send to them. That information will be important to her during the wedding celebration, and also, fingers crossed, during their long happy life together.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.